The only real sadness, the only real failure, the only great tragedy in life is to not become a saint. Leon Bloy. Welcome to the Everyday Saints podcast, where we learn about the saints as we strive to become saints. I'm Paul, and as we're only a few days from Christmas, it's a fitting time to look at one of our most cherished Christmas traditions and its connection to a saint we mentioned in our last episode, Saint Boniface, Apostle of Germany. Saint Boniface's feast day is actually June 5th, so we'll delve more into his biography next year. But for now, just know that he was born in England around 675, and after becoming a priest at age 30, was appointed missionary bishop to what is now Germany by Pope Gregory II. At that time, much of Frisia, Bavaria, and Hesse, which are parts of Germany today, was still inhabited by pagan tribes. Around the year 723, Boniface and a small group of monks were traveling in the region of Lower Hesse, when Boniface learned of a winter ritual held by a tribe at Geismar. This tribe worshipped the Norse god Thor. Yes, the same Thor the Marvel character is based on. And as part of their winter ritual, they would sacrifice a child under an oak tree known as the Thunder Oak that was dedicated to Thor, god of thunder. Saint Boniface and his party arrived at the oak just before the sacrifice took place, and he proceeded to chop down the oak tree. The pagan tribesmen were stunned, both that the tree could be felled at all, and even more that Thor had not struck Boniface dead for his action. He then preached the gospel message to them, and having seen the power that backed up his words, many converted. What Boniface did next is the basis of one of our most cherished and widespread Christmas traditions. Past the now fallen oak tree stood a small fir tree. Boniface pointed to the tree and said the following: "This little tree, a young child of the forest, shall be your holy tree tonight. It is the wood of peace. It is the sign of an endless life, for its leaves are evergreen. See how it points upward to heaven. Let this be called the tree of the Christ child. Gather about it, not in the wild wood, but in your own homes. There it will shelter no deeds of blood, but loving gifts and rites of kindness." In the centuries that followed, the Catholic tradition of using an evergreen tree to celebrate the birth of Christ spread across Germany and much of Europe, finally being brought to the New World by German immigrants. So when you gather around your tree this Christmas, thank Saint Boniface for giving us such a wonderful symbol with which to commemorate the arrival of the Christ child. Saint Boniface, pray for us. We'll see you next time. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Everyday Saints, and that you're finding our look at the lives of the saints both informative and enlightening. If you'd like to help us continue making podcasts like this, please consider supporting us for as little as 99 cents a month by clicking on the Support This Podcast link in the show notes. It'll go a long way towards us being able to make this podcast completely ad-free. Thanks again.